Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here's today's news in electric cars and sustainable transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Sunday, the 21st of January, 2018. We will finish off with some Tesla news, by the way, updating the configurator for any Model 3 reservation holders, but it's all today about the Nissan Leaf, the launch in Tenerife, where motoring journalists and EV reviewers were flown to a sustainable centre on Tenerife, full of renewables, a perfect place to launch an electric vehicle. And the first one we will talk about is the Autocar review that points out that Leaf in Nissan Leaf is always spelt with capital letters. That's not some marketing stylizing going on. That's because Leaf is an acronym, which I'd kind of forgotten about. It's the leading environmentally friendly, don't say the F, affordable family vehicle, don't say the V, or it would be L-E-F-A-F-V. Anyway, they say the key point of that is leading. And when you're leading something, you need to innovate, but also you need to make it everything better and make it really mainstream. And they point out that the range is up by 50%, the motor power by 40%, and the torque by 25%, all whilst dropping the price by £1,500 here in the UK. That's about $2,000. Now, here in the UK, we do get a £4,500 discount on the list price. That's not a kind of tax incentive deal that the US gets. That is the government chipping in £4,500 off the sticker price of the car. That means the entry price of the new Nissan Leaf, about £22,000. And as they point out, with the performance that you get from an electric car up to about 50 miles an hour, you get better performance than a Golf or an Audi A3, and you get it at £22,000. They do point out in Autocar that the interior leaves a little bit to be desired, that maybe that's not quite as nice feeling as those expensive German marks, but they say, should I buy one? Well, if you think you're ready for an EV, few would make a better route in. Positive news from then, moving on to EV Fleet World. They talk about the increased range as well, going up to a real-world range claimed, they say, of 170 miles in mixed conditions, 200 miles in town. They say it seems realistic. The standard fit rapid charger will get you to 80% charge in around 40 minutes. Once again, ProPilot gets a mention. They call it in the EV Fleet World review, they make a point of calling it an assistance technology and not autonomous technology. And I think that's probably coming from Nissan as well, because they're keen not for people to think they can just take the hands off the wheel and the car will drive itself. It's very much an assistance thing. The e-pedal gets loads of love from EV Fleet World and points out that you can feel the disc brakes and the friction brakes working, which is one of the big questions that everybody had. They knew the regen would kick in, but when you come to a complete stop, how would you feel those brakes applying? And Steve Fowler from Auto Express says in his verdict to this that the new Nissan Leaf impresses in every area. A useful boost in range, more appealing to look at. For the price, you get a ton of tech in this as well, and really decent space for all the family. They say that it's a shame that from a quality and style point of view, it's not as appealing as the Volkswagen e-Golf. And I would say to that, well, that's just subjective. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. They point out that you should measure EVs by the new WLTC standard and not any DC. And then when you look at it by that measurement, it's about 170 miles, they mention as well. And they say from the tests, 150 miles is easily achievable with normal driving. Lots of love for the e-pedal. Surprise, surprise. That's gone down with everybody that's, when they finally got behind the wheel and tried it, they say it just works so, so well. Moving on to motoringresearch.com's review, and Richard Orcock from that publication went to Tenerife to go and drive the car. He said that the Nissan Leaf is the best-selling EV in the world, and they're about to sell a whole lot more convinced of it, that they've done exactly what they needed to do. They didn't need to go and beat Tesla's Model 3. They just needed to make a car that was just good enough at the right price to make enough people who don't need any more than 100, 150 miles in range want to buy this as their next car. Now, this was interesting. Obviously, someone from Motoring Research has been talking to Nissan's PR people or their handlers on the day a couple of days ago in Tenerife, because they pointed out that they said this to them, that as many as one in four people visiting the UK Nissan website are looking at electric vehicle content. 25% of people going to their website are interested in EVs. And that's huge, because Nissan sells some really mass market mainstream cars like the Qashqai, they point out, and the Juke as well, that people would be going to look at those. First impressions then. The conclusion? Lower, longer, sharper, and more crisp. Styling going down very well with Motoring Research. And finally, we'll move on to GQ magazine. They were invited out as well, and their headline is this: the new Nissan Leaf might make you cancel your Tesla 3 order. And I think there are going to be a few people who are reservation holders for the Tesla 3 who, when they read these reviews, might think, you know what, the Nissan Leaf does everything that I need it to do, and I can save £10,000. And I don't think you should compare the Nissan Leaf to the Model 3. Because firstly, you can't buy a Model 3 for $35,000, as we'll come to in a moment with our final story. But also, maybe you'll be able to get somewhere near it when the Nissan Leaf at the end of this year for the 2019 model year car has a 60 kilowatt hour battery with those new LG Chem cells they're using. And the price, of course, will be an increase of that, more performance and a longer range and a 60 kilowatt hour battery. But at the moment, the Nissan Leaf is so far different from the Model 3 that you shouldn't really be comparing them. But GQ have, and the Nissan Leaf does very, very well in their review. Their favourite feature, they say our favourite feature in the whole car is, surprise, surprise, it's the e-pedal. And everyone says it just takes a little while to get used to it when you lift off. You know the regen's going to kick in, but because this smooth transition happens that takes you to a complete stop, it does take a little while to get used to, but they utterly loved it. They also said that what's interesting about one-pedal driving is that even on an incline up to 30 degrees, the system on the new Leaf will hold it. And check out this line from the end of the GQ review. They say, Nissan have made a car that will give people who might normally buy a hatchback with a petrol engine, a completely different option, almost without compromise. That's a really key thing with this new Nissan Leaf, and I can't wait to see more videos coming out from that. A Fully Charged show will obviously have theirs coming out. I saw on Twitter someone I follow, Beth Lilly, who's an EV racing driver and a great writer as well. She's furiously typing, according to one of her tweets. All right, finally ending up with some Tesla news then, and something that was spotted on Reddit. I think initially Reddit, and then it went over to the TMC forum, that it's the configurator for the Tesla Model 3 has been updated, and it looks like the $35,000 base model might be coming quicker than some people thought, because it's now saying delivers in spring early 2018. Now, we know with Tesla, things can get pushed back a little bit, but that's an optimistic sign, right? At the moment, any reservation holder for a Tesla Model 3 is going to be paying at least $49,000 because you have to have the long-range one, and then you have to have the premium upgrade package as well. That's non-negotiable at the moment. If you want to order your Tesla, if you want to lower that, you've got to wait. And of course, if you're not in the US, then you have to wait as well. Check that out online. That was via Inside EVs if you want to go have a look. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. So please do share this podcast with at least one person who might be interested. And together, let's change the world one electric mile at a time. Have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.